Hi, I'm Lucy.
Hi, I am Simone. I've never seen you before. Is it the first time you came here?
Yes, I had heard about this international cafe at the university, so I thought it's a good idea for foreign people to meet here.
Hello, can I join your group? My name is Sarah.
Yes, of course. Just take a seat and maybe tell us something about you.
I'm German and I've just finished my big wonderful trip through America. I spent the last days of my holidays here in New York, my final destination. What about you?
I come from France and I've been studying English for a year. And my final destination is to speak perfect English. I am attending a school with an excellent reputation. It is very expensive, but my parents pay for it. And you, Sabine?
No, my name is Simone.
Oh, sorry.
I am from Poland, and I want to live the American dream. I am very hard working, like my parents in Poland. It's just the Polish way.
Oh.
You two are very diligent. In my case, it's different. I have other expectations of America.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's interesting to see the beautiful landscape of America. Before I came to New York, I was in Canada and I visited the Niagara Falls. They were enormous and you can't imagine how deeply impressed I was.
Well, and so what?
It was the authentic experience of America.
I think you are far from reality.
Yes.
If you only look at nature, then you will never make money. You have to face reality. Nature is for dreamers.
You're exaggerating.
It is not nature that made America so famous, but the hard-working people who contributed to make America as rich and affluent as it is today.
Okay. In which manner do you make America as rich as it is?
In my case, I'm working for a rich lady on the Upper East Side of New York. I am her confidant. She can rely on me that the household is always neat and tidy.
You must be kidding! Do you really think that's a way to contribute to America?
What?
Well, my experience is perhaps more ordinary. I mean, no amazing trip, no hard-working life. I'm just a student, you know, but I don't think my experience of America is less authentic than yours.
Yeah.
I'm learning the language of this country, and it makes me much closer to the population and to their culture.
Do you really think that your English is perfect?
Well, I study intensively. Every week I attend 30 hours of lesson, so I have improved a lot, and also my French accent.
Lucy, it's right, but I think you are very contradictory.
Why?
On one side you say that you are close to American culture, but on the other side you are always studying and so you can't be so close to it. You are spending your whole time only with your head in books. You don't enjoy your life and you are really missing out on it.
Actually, you're a spoiled child.
Okay. If you think so, then I will return to my books, like you have said. Have a nice day.
I just have to leave.